This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Uber is, for the uninitiated, the car sharing app that has kind of become a verb, as in, I Ubered home from work last night. The company has also become something of a shining example, and I mean that in the most unflattering possible way, of questionable corporate behavior. The most recent example became public last night, an incident in which a senior executive at the company suggested spending $1 million to investigate the personal lives of journalists, in particular, one female reporter. Uber CEO Travis Kalanick did take to Twitter today with an apology, but Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more now on bad behavior and the bottom line.
It's not just this misstep. There was an ad campaign in France that promised attractive female drivers. A quote from the CEO in GQ about Boober, i.e. how popular he's become with women. Robert Sutton is a professor of management science at Stanford University and the author of a book called The No Rule.
In our society, and I wish this wasn't true, we seem to forgive, reward, and even celebrate excessively, so long as they make money.
Sutton offers the example of Dove Charney, the founder of American Apparel, who ran the company for years despite allegations of sexual harassment and lewd behavior. And yeah, a quick poll of Uber customers in Washington, D.C. showed a kind of meh reaction.
I don't know. I mean, it'd have to cross a significant ethical line for it to change my consumer habit. Sounds really terrible, but...
But Uber customer Rebecca Milford will probably keep using the app. Chris Allen, too.
Like, as a customer, it's pretty good service, so I wouldn't be too worried about any issues. It works well for me.
But Karen North at the USC Annenberg School of Communications thinks Uber's profits could suffer if the company burns through the trust it's built with customers.
They need to push people to trust their app and their drivers rather than just a standard cab company. And so if you start feeling like this is an untrustworthy organization or group of people, then it hits to the core of why people are interested in using these rideshares.
She says a competitor could easily lure consumers away by marketing itself as the nicer, safer, more polite version of Uber. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.